AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The last U.S. plane left the Kabul airport today, ending the nation's longest war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says some U.S. citizens were left behind.
We believe there are still a small number of Americans, under 200 and likely closer to 100, who remain in Afghanistan.
General Frank McKenzie, head of Central Command, says time ran out.
Look, there's a lot of heartbreak associated with this departure. We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. But I think if we'd stayed another 10 days, Louis, we wouldn't have gotten everybody out that we wanted to get out. And there still would have been people who would have been disappointed with that.
Six families from a San Diego suburb are out of Afghanistan after they went to the country earlier this summer to visit relatives and got stuck there. The whereabouts of two other families from El Cajon still unclear. Hundreds of people trapped in their homes by high water following Hurricane Ida are making it to safety, either on their own or through the help of neighbors or National Guard and other rescue teams in Louisiana.
I can rebuild. I can put a new house up. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it here or if I'm going to just move to Italy.
We love it down there, and we're going to say we will rebuild.
The storm came ashore Sunday with 150-mile-per-hour winds, torrential rain, and a strong storm surge. The New Orleans levees handled the water, but power is down in the city and across the state into Mississippi. Deanna Rodriguez is CEO at Entergy.
We have 21,000 additional crews and resources, and that number is growing. And they are focusing in Louisiana, in the entire state of Louisiana.
At least two deaths are blamed on the storm, which is now a tropical depression. Forecasters say the depression will produce as much as a foot of rain as it rolls to the northeast from Mississippi through Alabama, Tennessee, the southern Appalachians, and into the mid-Atlantic states by Wednesday. This is AP News. The Calder Fire is getting closer to South Lake Tahoe, California.
We know these are difficult times, and we continue to be all hands on deck. We're moving every resource we can within the state to support the fires. We currently have more than 15,000 personnel working on fires throughout the state.
Vehicles loaded with bikes and camping gear hauling boats stuck in traffic as thousands flee an area along the California-Nevada state line. The fire, which has burned across 277 square miles, has destroyed some 600 homes or other buildings, including a still unknown number yesterday outside South Lake Tahoe. The blaze is one of dozens burning in California and other states. Investigators are looking into whether a Texas man was inspired by foreign terrorists when he killed his Lyft driver, Isabella Lewis, in the Dallas suburb of Garland yesterday. He then stole her car, drove to the Plano police station, and opened fire inside the lobby. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.